We're talking with Dr. Rod Hall, our state veterinarian in the state of Oklahoma, State Department of Agriculture. Rod, we've got a disease that we kind of hear a little bit about almost every summertime. This year, though, it's actually landed inside the state boundaries, the state side of our state lines in Oklahoma. VSV, vesicular stomatitis, I think is the right way to say it. Give us an update where we are right now.
Okay, we currently have confirmed cases in four counties, Ron. I think a total of seven confirmed cases in four counties, and those counties are Osage, Washington, Craig, and Ottawa counties. We've got about seven other investigations that were done Friday and then yesterday that the samples are at the lab, and we're waiting results on those. We suspect that at least a couple of those are going to be positive, and probably going to add a couple more counties to our total, but we don't know that until we get confirmation from the lab. But yeah, this is the first time in the 13 and a half years that I've been with ODAF that we've had more than one case in a year. Last year we did have one case in far southwestern Oklahoma, but it's really unusual that it cropped up in the northeastern part of the state this year.
My understanding is what southeastern Kansas has had several cases, and very possibly they kind of migrated across the state line.
Yes, and there's so much about this virus that we just don't know, Ron. Lots and lots of studies and lots of research on it, but it's so strange the way it pops up in different places, you know, year to year, and how there will be a lot of cases one year and the next year it just isn't there. So the veterinarian with USDA that is kind of the epidemiologist for the equine programs, and she studied this a lot, and she believes that, you know, last year they had a lot of cases up in Colorado. She believes that the insects that carry this disease, they lay eggs, and she believes that the virus is in those eggs, and either the eggs or larvae of those eggs when they hatch travels down, and in this case it would have been the Arkansas River coming out of the mountains in Colorado there, and the water finally got warm enough down there southeast of Wichita, and then coming on down into Oklahoma and those tributaries of the Arkansas River, and they started hatching, and so then the flies and gnats that carry this disease hatched out, and they had the virus in their system, so when they started biting the livestock and Kansas and Oklahoma, they started causing the disease then. We don't have proof of that, and there are other people that have studied the disease that don't completely agree with that, but that's kind of the current thinking or sort of the theory, and it kind of makes sense how we could get it in this part of the country when we've never had it here before.
So tell us, how concerning is this to a livestock producer, a cattle producer, a horse rancher?
Well, the good thing about vesicular stomatitis is it's not a disease that causes a lot of death loss. It does typically cause ulcers and lesions in the mouth, so animals will go off feed for several days, and they can lose weight. But it rarely causes any real severe problems. The concerning thing about it from a livestock standpoint is that because it is a vesicular disease, it causes the same symptoms that foot and mouth disease causes in cloven-hoofed animals. So because we're so concerned about foot and mouth disease, and we have to make sure that if we ever do get a case of that, we find it as quickly as possible, we have to take these cases of vesicular stomatitis very seriously and do sampling and testing and make sure that it's not foot and mouth disease. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be quite as concerned about vesicular stomatitis. But.
So, you know, I'm sure that you've had some conversations with your colleagues, your peers, you know, state vet in Kansas, perhaps, and these other states up in that region, Missouri, Arkansas, perhaps as well. Are you all kind of coordinating what's going on right now as far as any sort of animal movement?
We, yes, and I guess I'd be lying if I said that we really coordinated, because we haven't, but our regulations are fairly similar. So, it's you know, what's in one of the states is pretty much the same as in the other state. You know, Arkansas does not have any cases yet, but their regulations pretty much match ours. Missouri's is pretty much the same, and they do have several cases in the southwestern corner of their state. And then Kansas is pretty much the same also.
So for a producer, any particular biosecurity tips?
Yes, fly control is very important, because this is the initial cases of this are transmitted via these biting flies, black flies, biting midges, gnats, possibly mosquitoes, but they're not thought to be much of a host of it. So insect vector control, you know, anything to try to control the number of insects that are around that might bite the livestock. Obviously, that's pretty difficult to do in a cattle herd or the sheep and goat flock. Horses, if they're stabled, you know, you can keep them wiped down with fly products and keep fans on them and things like that. And, of course, obviously, cattle, you know, we use the fly tags and we spray them and all. But just really good fly control is the best biosecurity. And then don't share tack equipment. Don't share feed buckets or water buckets or halters, you know, bits, things like that, because this virus can survive for a short period of time on an inanimate surface like that. So, you know, just that, those are the most important biosecurity practices to take advantage of.
Dr. Rod Hall, state veterinarian for Oklahoma's Department of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.